Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no-good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bell. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dave, when you made the reference in L.A. to holding the Trump card, how does that
plus feel? Jokers.
So what's that?
Plus the Jokers.
Who are the Jokers?
There's 52 cards in a deck of cards and two jokers in that deck. Never mind.
But
I hope some people will get that.
How does that change things for you?
It doesn't. I'm still playing baseball. Father, husband, son, friend, teammate. It doesn't change.
Do you feel liberated in any way by the success of the postseason?
I mean, it felt good to go out there and perform on that level. You know, I know how many doubters are out there and whatnot, and that's fine. It felt good to go out there and to be able to prove myself right. That was what it was all about.
All right, he's back, fellas. That's David Price. Today, down in Fort Myers, we asked, what does a Trump card sound like? That's what it sounds like. He's giving us, you know, if Kyle Van Noy put his full ass in our face,
it's part of it.
Price gave you about a cheek. Like, he could be a little more obnoxious, but he wasn't. But he was cognizant of it, and so that's sort of what the Trump card sounds like. We're going to start off with baseball, folks. Okay, we've given you just dribs and drabs here the last couple days. We'll give you as much baseball as you can handle. So if you want to talk baseball, get in early and get in often, because we'll go as long as you want. You know, as long as the calls and the interest dictates. We got a bunch of thoughts on the team, and we'll take yours at 617-779-0985. But Dave Price is the leadoff as he met with the media today down in Fort Myers. That, to me, is the fun cut about the Trump card. What else stood out today about David Price?
It's a big week for the Felger Maz punching bags, isn't it?
No, I'm telling you. Seriously, this is brother week.
Oh, totally. Van Noy, Price, Heinen.
So I'm telling you, even Heinen's on the list. It's another week. Don Elway, the whole thing. Just keep piling it on.
There's got to be something coming from Kyrie on Sunday. He's going to have a win the MVP of the All-Star game or something. Look, with regard to Price, to me, you know, I find it interesting that I actually liked hearing him say, I didn't come here to win one. I came here to win more than one. Like, I'm happy to hear that.
Well, let's hear that, Jimmy. Do you have that cut, David Price, on that exact thing? He came here to win more than one?
I mean, I want to win again. You know, I've said it many times. I didn't come here to win one World Series. I came here to win multiple World Series. You know, we won one last year, and I've got, you know, four more years under contract here, and, you know, we want to do it again.
How about that for a role reversal, huh? I can't get Red Sox fans to want to win another championship. David Price shows up after having gotten the biggest burden off of his shoulders last October with the Trump cards, the whole nine yards, being able to stick it in everyone's face. And he sits here and says, no, let's go. We got to play again. I want to win another one. That I like.
Yeah,
but Red Sox fans, no! They can't bring themselves to admit that. Yet the guy who has the biggest reason to celebrate one, more than anybody, he has a reason to celebrate one championship. That's it, especially with the way he pitched. And he should have been MVP of the World Series. I know we've said that a million times, but it bears repeating. Even he shows up now and says, no, turn the page. I actually give Price a lot of credit for that comment.
Me too. I loved it because the easy thing would be to sit there and just say, well, I got over the hump. I still got that Trump card. I can just mail it in now. I got that money. And he's not. He's got real, you know, there's a real compete level in that guy, and I liked hearing that as well.
Okay, so the midday guys pointed something out that's pretty good as well. So, you know, I came here to win another championship. I got 4 years left to do it. That's why I'm here. I'm here to win a championship. Then he was asked, did he ever consider opting out? And why did you not opt out? He had that chance after last offseason. So play that, Jimmy.
When you were kind of talking about your decision to opt in, was there ever a point in time where that was kind of a difficult thing in your mind, where you were weighing the options?
No. You've seen this free agent market? That wasn't very hard. You know that.
Okay. I have no problem with that, by the way. Smart business decision. You gauge the market and you take the best offer. And that guy, I think there's nothing wrong with that answer.
It's agreed.
Except, did you come here to win another championship and it's because you like it and you're with peace with the fans? Or did you realize the market was going to be crap and there was more money here?
So I hadn't heard that cut, but that's an interesting answer.
Right?
Like, holy crap.
I mean, good for him for being honest. Did you see the market? But then that sort of runs counter to the, I'm here to win another championship, I'm okay with the fans, I got the blah, 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 blah. So what is it? Which one is it? And I have no problem if it's just a business decision, but, you know, let's call it for what it is then.
Oh, no, it's a business decision, please. Deep down, if he had his druthers, he'd have won a World Series, hit the market, got a new deal somewhere else, maybe St. Louis, and that had been the end of it. He'd have moved on.
You bet.
He doesn't.
I mean, does he suddenly like it here?
No.
No.
No, but, please.
But I have no problem with this at all because I'm always going to side with the workers, and obviously the players are the workers, and there's no doubt in my mind that they've all collectively talked to each other and said, look, there's collusion going on here. Get it while you can. Because these owners are putting these guys over a barrel these last couple of off seasons.
So that's a good answer. I mean, I really did like that answer.
No, and it's, look, again, it's reality. This is like, you know, you're going to go to the market now. You have two of the great young free agents in the history of the game out there, and nobody has given them a contract that they like yet. Now, look, there are other factors. I'm not going to, you know, I mean, it's not like nobody offered them anything. But nonetheless, still, those guys should get snatched up by Thanksgiving, for crying out loud. It hasn't happened at all.
You understand, but there's been more movement in the NFL than, and the NFL's free agency begins in a month. The NFL year hasn't begun. The NFL year is still 4 weeks away. And there's been more player movement and more interesting transactions in the NFL than Major League Baseball, whose season ended in November. So just proceed.
No, it is. It's ridiculous. And again, but keeping it to price, I mean, there's nobody that can ever tell me that if he had to do it over again, he'd pick here. I don't think he would. Now, again, the world title, he's happy about that. Why wouldn't you be? So, you know, in the moment after the World Series, was it worth it? He'd probably say, well, yeah. But when you weigh it out, if he had it to do over again and he could have won somewhere else, he'd have won somewhere else first. Now, that said, he's here for four more years. And I do think it's reached this point with him now because of the way he pitched last year that as it, you know, pertains to price, there's a measure of respect there from the Boston fan base.
Okay. I don't think it's reciprocal. And I'll play another cut here. I still think David Price hates you. Us, the whole thing. Fans, media. I don't think he's got any use for you.
It's a pretty lukewarm response, wasn't it?
Because he still won't say the words. And what I mean by, well, here, Jimmy, the one relationship with the fans.
How do you feel about your relationship with the Red Sox fans?
Good. I have no problems. You guys can drive that narrative if you want, but I'm ready to rock, ready to play. I have no problems.
Are you feeling the love of the parade?
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah.
I have no problems. I'm ready to play. Well, that's different than saying, I love it here. I love the fans. I love the experience.
He doesn't love it here.
He still hasn't said that.
He doesn't love it here.
He's never said that.
So I'll give him credit for not lying.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to sit there and pretend he likes it when he doesn't.
You know, he immediately turns around and blames the media. That's 101. That's 1A. That's the first thing you do. Fair enough. But has he ever said, I love it here?
No. No, because he doesn't. He doesn't. Now, look, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I wonder if somewhere along the line at the end of the day, you know, by the time he leaves here, maybe it'll change a little and he'll feel better about it. But I have a hard time believing it's ever going to get to that. I just don't think he's the right personality. For this market, he's not the right personality. And again, all of it in the like and not like thing, I don't think really matters as long as he produces.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter.
But if he doesn't produce, then it becomes an issue. You follow me?
Well,
because it'll get nasty again.
Oh, sure. But does he care anymore?
No, because he's proven everybody wrong. He got over the postseason hump. It's never going to be it could get nasty again. It's never going to get as bad as it was prior to this last postseason.
I don't know about that.
It's not, Maz.
I don't rule that out.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
How could it possibly get like it was?
Oh, all it takes is one dumb incident and it'll all flip. It will all flip. I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. It has to be a drastic incident where maybe he flips out completely on Dennis Eckersley or another member of the media, a fan, like there's a meltdown on something like that. Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen.
What if the first time he faces the Yankees, he absolutely gets his brains beat in again, and then later this season, you know, he has to pitch a big game against New York and lose it, and they lose the division?
It won't be as bad as it was.
No, but I'm telling you, it could go back that way over time.
Well, sure.
People have short memories around here.
We'll see. Okay. I mean, interesting. Have you totally forgiven David Price and there's nothing he can do now to take you back to that bad place? That's a fair question for you. One more little bit of sound. He's changed his number from 24 to 10. I'm generally not a number guy, but like, I don't care. Wear whatever freaking number you want. But this has some intrigue because who knows how this guy thinks and what makes him tick. And so he's gone. He took 24 off and is now wearing 10. Why? He's asked about it.
Why the number 10?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out. I don't. It's not that tough. If you know me at all, I feel like you can get it. Somebody will get it, and everybody's going to be like, oh, okay, wow. That makes sense.
The Red Sox have won 9 World Series.
That is not it. That is not it.
A good guess.
Are they retiring? Right, Evans number?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I do think he will be a Hall of Famer, so I do think it will be up there at some point.
Okay.
That's for me to know and you to find out. Gonna play coy. I'm like the Riddler. I have a theory, and this is one I brought up before when, you know, it was a dead headline day, and I put this in the headlines that he changed his number. His son's name is Xavier. Starts with X. What's the Roman numeral? 10. He's kind of like a good luck charm maybe to him because, remember, he kept bringing him out in the postseason press conferences.
Oh, yeah,
he was lights out in the postseason. Maybe he looks at his son, not just as a son, but as a good luck charm. So he has the number 10, X. That's why he changed the number.
I think Murray's got it. Honestly, because I'm looking at some of the other stuff, like when his birthday is, when his son was born in May. I don't know. It doesn't say the date. Maybe he was born on May 10th. But I was looking for crap like that because, to me, that's how this guy thinks. You know, it's going to be something personal. He was the number one pick in the draft, so it's not that. Like, you know.
What was his number in college? Was it maybe that?
So, again, good one, but I like the X thing. I think Murray's on to something. I bet you he's the kind of crackpot that would think that way.
Okay.
I always got Xavier with me on my back. My good luck charm, my son. For me to know and you to find out.
That's what it's like to own the Trump card. I can change my number, and I ain't going to tell you. How does that taste? So that's it. David Price with the Trump card down in Fort Myers. We're talking baseball. We haven't done full segments on this yet this week, so we'll do it now.
We got to get him, Van Noy, and Heinen on the show together.
It'll be a very assy segment. You better believe it. Your thoughts on the Sox, David Price, today. Whatever else, we got a bunch of other thoughts. We'll get to you right after these words.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
Come back and put it in my face.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Felger and Mass.
They suck.
On Boston's home for sports.
I hold all the cards now. And that feels so good. So
That feels so good. I can't tell you how good it feels to hold that trump card. You guys have had it for a long time. You've played part extremely well, but you don't have it anymore. None of you do, and that feels really good.
All right, David Price and the trump card. Your Red Sox thoughts to begin the program, really for the first time this year. Mark in Medford, lead us off on David Price. Go ahead.
So you guys are saying, like, David Price says he wants to be here, and then, but you're also saying that then he said about the market, but I'm pretty sure that you have to declare before the market even happens. Second thing.
Okay, so wait a minute. Do you think these guys understand the market?
They have agents and all that.
Exactly. So this is the point. He had an idea what the market was going to be before he opted in.
All right. Well, David Price, September 12th, 2018. Why would I go to a team that's not as good as this team? I came here to win. I don't worry at all about the other stuff. Just came here to win. We have a really good chance. We can do it.
Okay, but now he's saying something different. Now he's saying that, why would I go out on the market when have you taken a good look at it?
Guys, the market, obviously they have people that can, like, look at the market at a later date, but you're people, right? You talk right now in the emotion you're in, and that's the emotion he was in.
He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. The reason he's here is because the market wasn't good out in baseball. And if it was, and I don't begrudge him this at all. All these guys, you know, for the first, I don't know, the first eight of these guys that signed these opt-in contracts or something, I mean, I think that's the number. They all opted out, all of them. Sabathia did it like a couple times. So it's really not a commentary. I mean, I don't think he likes it here. But even if he loved it here, he's going to opt out if the market bears it. The market did not bear it, so he did not opt out. That's why he's still here. That's why he did not opt out.
I mean, this is just a matter of fact, okay? I'm not criticizing him for it or anything else. He said what he said last September because they were in the middle of a run for a World Series. They had the best record in baseball. They had the best season of any team out there. What's he going to do in the middle of September? Is September 18th, I think, is the date the caller said. The middle of September, he's going to drop it out there. I'm out of here. Boy, that's really going to help the team cause, huh? So, like, you know, let's be honest. What he's saying now is far closer to the truth.
Let's grab John in the car. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to talk about the collusion, but just what you were talking about with David Price. I don't think he hates it here. He hates the media getting on him. He loves the team, and that's especially because if you ask who's the best teammate, everyone will say it's David Price.
I think he likes the team, John. When I say it, it's the fan. When I say us, it's you and me. It's fans and media, and I think he lumps us together, and I do not think he likes us. I think he likes the team and his teammates and all of that.
Exactly. He loves it here. So why would he want to leave, first of all? The money being totally separate from it. Do I think there's collusion? Of course there's collusion. But I don't think it started this year. It's been collusion for a few years now. But don't you also think these crazy contracts that they've been given, $30 million to play a sport that we've all...
Well, so I'm just going to stop you. I'm okay with the fact that there's a market correction. Those guys were getting overpaid. So,
well, and that's life. It goes up and down.
Right, and I don't mind the owners making a stand. I do think there's collusion, and that's illegal. Okay, so that's a whole nother story. But this thing about... David Price had a chance. Again, Jimmy, if you could just cue that back up. Well, I mean, he's been asked a million times, your relationship with the fans. He says, there's no problem, and you can pump that if you want, but there's no problem. But at no point does he say, I like the fans, I like the experience. He never says that.
How do you feel about your relationship with the Red Sox fans?
Good. I have no problems. You guys can drive that narrative if you want, but I'm ready to rock, ready to play. I have no problems.
I have no problems. It's different than saying I like them.
Boy, he is still, like, so wary and defensive of the media, isn't he? Like, even that comment to Shaughnessy, they just won the World Series. He should have been MVP of the World Series. He shows up in spring training. Shaughnessy asks him about the relation with the fan base.
He's good. Like,
No. And
good.
Yeah. And
good.
Snippy good, too.
Yeah, and you can drive that narrative if you want. Like, what? How, if he were really genuinely happy about the environment he plays in, he would say, guys, my relationship with the fans is good. Good. I like the fans. They like me. We're good. We just won together. You're the problem.
Good.
But again, his most honest answer was on the contract. Jimmy, give me the opt-in again. I mean, I love this answer. Good for you. Honest. But it runs counter to this thing about the reason he's here is because to win another one or that he likes it here.
When you were kind of talking about your decision to opt in, was there ever a point in time where that was kind of a difficult thing in your mind where you were weighing the options?
No. You've seen this free agent market? That wasn't very hard. You know that.
Perfect. Exactly. Why, do you ever, it wasn't a hard decision. Have you seen what these guys are getting paid or the market?
I'm telling you, these fans in some ways are worse than Price. No, David, love us. Love us. Love us. Love being here. Love us.
Cam and Taunton, your Red Sox thought of the day.
Good. The funniest quote, and I say this sarcastically, to come out of Fort Myers as far as Dave Dombrowski, oh, we expect Pedroia to play 120 to 125 games. What? How could you possibly expect, if he gives you 50 games, take it and run? Look, I love Pedroia. I hate how the narrative on his career has changed. Now, everyone hates him now because of what he did 2 years ago. Oh, he was never that good. That's all crap. We all loved the guy when he was in his prime. But he's done. His knee is a freaking spaghetti. He's falling apart. I'll say this. If Pedroia plays 120 games, then you can ball gag me. It's not going to happen. You have to trade for this year's version of Ian Kinsler. Later this year.
Okay. Not it. I won't be doing the ball gagging. But here's Dave Dombrowski yesterday on Dustin Pedroia.
He says he feels good. He feels good. Our medical reports on him are good. We're still not looking at a 150-game player. We're hopeful that he's a 125-game player at this point. We do feel we have some people that are solid that can fill in. To fill in, if he plays 120, guys like Holt, guy like Nunez coming over there, even some depth with the Suway Lin in our organization, we like a great deal. They are also capable of playing more games, that combination, but we're hopeful that Petey will be the guy.
Okay, so what's it out to you about that whole thing?
Oh, God, it's delusional. Again, a year ago at this time, they were telling us, for crying out loud, yeah, May 1st, May 15th, May Memorial Day, June 1, around there, and then all of a sudden, he didn't play. I mean, he got on the field for however many games it was, a few, and that was it. They pulled the plug, and it was over. He didn't play the whole season. Remember, they went back. Some people were telling us he was going to be ready for the start of spring training. I went back and read some of the stuff this morning. It was, well, you know, long shot to be ready for the start of camp. May 1st. May 15th. You know, and then all of a sudden, he's gone. Erased. He missed a whole year. Now a $125? Are you on crack?
Did Cora have some comments that stood out to you as well?
So Cora, to me, said the most honest thing that anyone could say. And we don't have audio of it, but he basically said, you know, guys, look, we got to find out if he can play. And that was the line that stuck out. We've got to find out if he can play. Which is the manager saying, I'm not sure he's going to be on the field at all.
Jimmy, do you have a Cora on Pedroia? Just because he took the effort to pull it, what did he say?
Hopefully, you know, he pays off. You know, he's been missing the game. He hasn't played in a while. Well, he played for a little bit. You know, that first game he played, he scored from second. There was a lot of energy. We all know what he can bring at the plate and defensively, and he makes us better. So looking forward, like I said, to work with him and take care of him, and hopefully, you know, he'll be leading off in Seattle the first game of the season.
Okay, but he's not giving you the 100. He's far more reticent than Dombrowski.
Yeah, and again, you know, see, to me, Cora knows. Cora is saying, hopefully. And again, the quote that I read this morning was, we have to find out if he can play. Like, that is honest. And the other thing that Dombrowski told you there, well, we can fill it in with other guys, means that he knows none of the other guys can do it on a full-time basis either. They don't have a full-time second baseman. They don't.
We've got, and I have a developing opinion about how they're handling that and the bullpen and, well, just on that. We'll get to that in a minute. Here's Matt in Woburn. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
Go ahead.
I want it to be super quick. I know you guys are busy. Murray, you are, what I think, nail on the head, but super close at the same time with why David Price changed his number to number 10. I do think it is the Roman numeral factor. However, I do not think it is his son Xavier's first letter. I think more so, what did everybody call David Price when he went here? Nonstop. Everybody said he was going to be the X Factor.
So he's the X Factor, and now he's number 10. I couldn't take any more of your phone. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Another one I like that's popped up on my Twitter feed is that what's the
what month is October? That's the 10th month.
Yeah, 10th month.
I'm telling you, this
now he owns the 10th month in October, so it's X.
Ben and Paxton, why did David Price change his number?
Hey, guys, how are you? He changed his number because he got 10 strikeouts last year in the postseason, I personally believe. And
okay, I'm going to stop you. Did only 10 in the whole postseason?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Felger, but I think that Price likes porn. And so that's what X is porn, like triple X, but you can only have one X in baseball.
Because
he can't wear 300, so he's 10.
Steve in the car, why did Price change his number?
10 years. It took him 10 years to get that monkey off his back. Now he's sitting it on his back.
Okay.
It's actually 11, but that's okay.
Is his 11th out of his 10th year?
Yeah. So he'd be wearing 11 if that were the case.
No, man's got
Here
it.
We go.
Man's got
you could do this all day long if we wanted.
Yeah. My handle in Fortnite is X-Man. And so I consider myself to be an X-Factor. My son's name is Xavier. So there's a lot of reasons to be X. It's the 10th month of October. All of the above. X-Man. And I do like porn.
Tony Maz got it. It's just single X. I like softcore with the soft lighting. Just a little bit of boobies.
Here we go. Here we go. No, again, anytime we get him one of these, it's like, here you go.
We're not
Let's offer up every stupid possible theory.
I love it.
there's just a limit to how much we can do. We're opening baseball, even this Furkacta thing, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, he got divorced. His ex is...
617-779-0985. Here's an update.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's crazy to me. You know, I don't want to get too far into it, you know, with the politics of baseball and all this stuff, but he's as good as it gets. He 100% makes any team better that he plays for, right? It's crazy to think that there really hasn't been a whole lot of traction with him. Obviously, with half the league just showing up for checks. Doesn't help, not trying to win, those kind of things. So then obviously your market kind of goes down a little bit, but he's earned it.
That's a great cut. Saw Chris Sale yesterday on Craig Kimbrel not being signed. And ostensibly the quote's about Craig Kimbrel, but it's not. It's not. You know who it's really about?
The owners.
I think it's really about himself.
Oh.
Because, well, Chris Sale has a dog in this fight, and it ties into the David Price comment. The market is garbage, and the players think, and I agree, that there's too many owners in baseball who are just tanking and collecting a check.
It's gotten really bad.
Okay? So, well, Chris Sale certainly, and I'm going to tell you he doesn't care about Craig Kimbrel. I'm sure he wants Kimbrel to get his money, you know, both for the fact that he probably likes him and he's a union member and all that. Like, I'm not saying that Chris Sale doesn't care about Kimbrel. He does, but it's really about him because he's up. He's been underpaid for years, which is not the owner's fault. That was his for signing that contract. But he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for, I don't know, a half dozen years. He's been the best bargain in baseball for over that time. And now here's his one chance. Here it is. Here's the chance to get his money back and no one's spending. And so when Chris Sale says that about Craig Kimbrel, I think he's really... You know, he's internalizing it, which is fine. because it does. It impacts him greatly. And we talked yesterday, you know, what could trip this team up? They're so solid, and they brought the whole team back, and, like, there's very few holes on the team, ostensibly. Again, I'll get to that in a second. But one little thing sort of off the radar, and Alex Speer wrote about it today in the Globe. We talked about it yesterday, and he wrote about it today. Money and the contract thing. Could it crawl in some guys' heads? Because they got a bunch of guys who are up. A bunch of guys who are up either this year or next. And no one's getting paid. And it's like, does this start to impact them? You know, other members of the Red Sox who are within 1 or 2 years of free agency includes not just Sale, but Xander Bogaerts, Rick Porcello, potentially J.D. Martinez if he opts out after this year. And then there's Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. after next year. So again, just this year, Sale, Bogaerts, Porcello, Martinez. And the next year, Betts and Bradley on top of it.
It's your whole team.
There's a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's your whole team. I mean, there's a day of reckoning coming. And when I say that, I mean, you know, in terms of all these contracts, you're going to have to figure it out.
So here Alex Speer writes, is there any chance such conversations about the uncertain futures of so many Red Sox could become a distraction? He says it's possible that the Red Sox clubhouse will remain focused on what transpires on the field. But history suggests that extension negotiations or lack thereof can alter the environment surrounding a team. It's just something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely it is. Now, look, I actually think of all the guys that you rattled off, the guy I have the most confidence in to block it out is Sale.
Why?
I just think it's who he is. I think if you know, look, at the end of the day, everybody wants their money. Okay, but if you were to say to me, is there a guy in that room that's a little different that says, dude, I'm making $13 million a year. I've already got a pile of money stashed away that I'm not going to spend anyway. And so at the end of the day, you know, no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. If there's anyone who thinks that way on that team, to me, it's him.
Okay,
and I'm not saying that he's not human, because he is. I'm just telling you, I have more confidence in his ability to block it out than anyone else.
Chris Sale on wanting to remain in Boston.
This is a special place. This is a special group of people, a very special city, and an unbelievable fan base. Not to mention the fact that, you know, we've got a hell of a team, and we're going to have that team for a few years to come. So it's a good place for me. It's a good spot. I love playing here. I'd love to keep playing here. And we'll see how it works out. You know, that's what all this stuff is for. You know, you have agents, contracts, all this stuff. I'm going to let them play that out. And if it works, it works. If not, it's been a blast. You know, I have no hard feelings, no ill will. Keep doing what I do. We got another championship to go for. And that's where my head's at. That's where my head's always been at.
Compare how he talks about Boston to how David Price talks about
Boston. Oh, my gosh, totally different.
Would you cue up the beginning of it again, Jimmy? I mean, just again, David, how are you with the fans? Good. Do you feel that, you know, you like this play? You know, that if you want to push that narrative, that's fine. I have no problems. I'm ready to play. Just, you know, compare that to how Chris Sale talks about it.
This is a special place. This is a special group of people, a very special city, and an unbelievable fan base.
Special city, unbelievable fan base. Have you ever heard David Price anything close to that?
No.
I mean, it is an unbelievable fan base. You can use it. And David Price, how do you like it? Good.
But based
I have no
on
problems.
Everything you hear about Chris Sale, I think he does a better job of tuning everything out. You know, he obviously gets it and how much people care about here and how important winning is to fans around here, and that's the best part about it, right? But I do think he's not paying attention to people that are chirping him in the media or wherever, like David Price and other guys are.
I also think he's a little nuts, which, and I say a little, guy, I think helps him in this case. The guy's just wired a little different.
Good.
That's all. I think he can hack it. You know, there was a time where he was, you know, irritated because he thought Chicago ownership didn't back him enough or didn't back the team enough there. And then he comes and plays at a place like this. He must look back at that now and go, oh, my God.
I was in hell.
Well, boy, I didn't even realize how bad it was, for crying out loud. I just think he's a different cat. So, you know, look, he might suck this year. I have more concern about him holding up physically than I do mentally.
So the contract thing is not the team's fault. Like, that's not a criticism. It's just, you got a lot of guys up for contracts. Let's see how that plays out. And maybe they get through it fine. Like, there's no issue. That's entirely possible, too. But you've seen it go the other way with some teams. One thing I am going to start blaming the team for, and just ask this question, are they acting arrogantly in how they're building their roster? And when I say arrogant, people misunderstand what that means. I'm not saying like they walk into a restaurant like they own the place. Like, you know, like their attitude's arrogant. Are they overconfident? In other words,
I would use the word cavalier.
So I feel it's cavalier. That's a better word. Because even though they won the championship last year, they had some clear holes. Clear holes. And I feel like their whole approach this year is, well, yeah, we still have those holes, but we won the World Series with those holes. So what's the diff? It's like the way they've handled their bullpen is really cavalier. I mean, they did not. The bullpen got good in the postseason because they put starters out there. But when it was just the bullpen, the bullpen guys, it wasn't so hot. So now they've actually lost some of those pieces, and they have done nothing to replace them.
And that's the one area you can't argue what you're saying.
But second base, I'd say, is the same thing.
Yep.
They don't have a second baseman. It's like, well, we didn't have a second baseman last year, and we won it. Well, you guys don't have a setup guy or a closer. Yeah, well, we didn't really have those last year, and we won it. And so, like this, I feel like this is the whole organization approach.
Careful, you're going to make Red Sox fans angry.
Well, second base.
Well, but you know what? I don't care. It's like, but I mean, isn't that what they've done? It's like.
Yeah, but Felger, they won the World Series, Felger.
Okay, but can you keep. Isn't that arrogant to think that you can win a championship with those holes and just come back with those same holes and say, yeah, well, we'll win again. We had the holes last year. I mean, they won in spite of those things, they didn't win because of those things. So I think it's really cavalier, arrogant to say, yeah, our bullpen sucked in the regular season last year, too. And we had some problems in the eighth inning last year, too. But we still won it. We didn't really have an everyday second baseman last year, and we still won it. So you know what? This year, we're not going to get a real second baseman. And this year, we're not going to get real bullpen arms because we won it last year. We'll just keep winning it that way because that's we proved we can do it. I just think that's dangerous if you start building your team like
with
that.
With the bullpen, it's potentially negligent because you don't have a closer. And the way Dombrowski was talking about it just yesterday, it's just like, eh, we'll figure it out. Second base, right or wrong, they're really banking on Dustin Pedroia. So that doesn't feel like as big of a hole.
They can't possibly be. No one comes back.
Well, they totally are. Look at the way they're talking about him.
Well, Cora's not talking that way.
Michael, you foolish boy. You big dummy. You dope. What are you, stupid? You don't need relievers. You don't need them. Because they're good enough to win 95 falling out of bed. They'll make the playoffs. Maybe it's the wild card, but that doesn't matter. They'll get in because they'll win the play-in game. Then they'll beat the Yankees because the Yankees suck and they'll choke. And then they'll put Eovaldi in the bullpen and they'll stick whoever. It's you don't need a second baseman. What are you going to turn double plays for?
Aren't they short like two bullpen arms? I mean, they don't have a closer. Who's their? Is there a lockdown eighth inning guy?
Eovaldi and Porcello.
No. That's in November. That's October. What are they doing now? Between now and then?
I mean, it feels like it's going to be Barnes in the eighth.
They'll figure it out. Don't worry. Saying,
okay,
it's
so, but
fine.
All right, so it's one thing for fans to do that. That's their fans. They're supposed to do that. But as a team, to have those obvious glaring holes, and just to say, well, we had those holes last year and we won, so we'll just keep doing that. I don't know. I think that's playing with fire.
Of course it's playing with fire. It absolutely is. I hate the logic. Now, if you had said to me they were going to let Joe Kelly go and they were going to let Craig Kimbrel go because they got big contracts on the market, fine. Now, Kimbrel's still out there, but Kelly got his money from the Dodgers. It wasn't as much as I thought, but he got it nonetheless. But to not bring in anybody? I mean, even immediately after they won the World Series, I thought one of their priorities was to get a lefty who could throw hard. And there were some guys on the market. In fact, who's the guy that just signed? Diekman signed, I think, right? And I don't love him, but he got 2.25 a year or 2.5 a year. You're telling me they couldn't have taken a flyer on a guy like that?
All right, so that's just my developing opinion.
No. They have Colton Brewer.
Okay, I'll get
Colton Brewer will be your seventh inning or eighth inning guy.
Highest spin rate in the majors last year.
No, oh, here we go.
He's your new Brazzers.
So this is the thing now, too, is that now they've all of a sudden perfected the art of finding chicken salad in the pile of chicken crap.
He's got great stuff.
So again, because they found Brazier.
Spin rate.
Yeah. Brazzers. So all of a sudden now they have the answers and they think they've got it figured out. And listen, I hope they do. Okay. But I'm telling you, it's a dangerous way to go about it when you have the kind of roster that they have that is all up within the next 18 months. I mean, a lot of contracts up.
I read about Colton Brewer in the Globe today. I was really heartened to find that he has a spin rate. Yeah, you know, I mean, again, I grew up with, like, you know, 61 home runs, 100 RBI. They're pretty simple.
Throws 95.
Now the kids need to know. Maybe this is why baseball's dying. Because now the most important number is the spin rate. So what do you guess his spin rate is?
I don't even know how you determine it.
I don't know, 3,800 or something?
Oh, Maz, you're at least in the ballpark. He also had a spin rate of 2,644 RPM in 11 major league games for the Padres last season. One of the best marks in the majors.
11 games.
So small sample. Thank you.
11 games.
No, but this is why he's here. Because of the spin rate.
Because of 11 major league games?
His spin rate in 11 major league games. Yes. Oh, you know that's why he's here. Because the nerds upstairs who now run the team and run every team, have their pants off for spin rate. And I'll go on record again as saying they might be right. The nerds are right about a lot of things.
Did the nerds mention his ERA?
Nope.
Six.
Spin rate.
How about his walks?
What's his ERA?
His ERA last year was 5.59 in the National League. And I would point out that he pitched for the Padres in the National League West.
So hold on.
Might as well be the Grand Canyon, keep going.
The Globe points out, here it is, it was right in front of me. He had a 5.59 ERA and a 2.28 whip in those games, but that was largely the product of two bad outings. The raw talent is there.
Hmm.
So I think this is just sort of an arrogant approach. It's like, well, we didn't really have relievers last year. We figured it out. We don't have a second baseman last year. We figured it out. And we'll, you know, nerd, go find us some diamond in the rough. Find me some spin rate. And so the nerds go to the spin rate, and some National League scrub who has horrible numbers, but the spin rate, and the ball happens to spin right onto the bat and then out of the stadium.
Yeah, or it spins out of the strike zone. He walks 6.5 guys per nine. Okay.
But again, I don't want to mock the nerds because the nerds are usually right. And the Red Sox have amazing nerds. Best in the business. Great nerds. So some nerd out there, I mean, spin rate. He's got a spin rate of 2,644.
There's a lot of raw talent. Said the same thing about Daniel Bard.
Maybe this guy will work. The nerds will be right again. I'm just saying, it's sort of dangerous. You're playing with fire if you're just going to do that over and over again.
No, they don't need relievers, you idiot.
We're starting with Red Sox. To your thoughts, I promise, right after these words.
Jackass.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Mike Felger.
The loser.
Tony Mass.
Fucking puppet.
Jim Murray.
You got the sunglasses.
And those other dopes.
It's time to spin the wheel of doubting jerks.
All season long, the world champion Red Sox were mercilessly mocked by local media members. And now, Red Sox fans get to spin the wheel to decide who gets and today's doubting jerk is
all of you, you f***ing losers.
Alright, so I guess that's the way it's going to work every year. We proved those idiots wrong last year. We'll prove them wrong this year. As shaky as their bullpen was last year, it's actually on paper a little worse now because they don't even have Kimbrel back there.
Correct. Kelly.
And so Kelly in the regular season was a disaster.
Well, at the beginning of the year, he was pretty good. Then he got really bad.
So all I'm saying is I just feel like the whole approach is, yeah, it's a hole, but it was a hole last year and we won it all. So, and I think that's dangerous. Yeah, we shut up those idiots last year, Felger. You know, we shut up the wheel of gutless bums. Yeah, you know what? We're so confident that we can win championships with the wheel of gutless bums. We're going to add some gutless bums. We're going to make the bullpen worse.
We're going to make it more gutless.
No, I mean, it's like they're challenging the critics. It's like, oh, yeah, you didn't think we could win last year with our bullpen? Wait till you see this year's bullpen and what we do to you then. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Okay, so we got David
Wait
Price.
Till this year.
We got all this stuff. To your calls, Alan in Florida. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are so ridiculous and so stupid that I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to say anymore to you guys. I mean, Maz, you're 100% right. I hate to say this. I can't admit it. They don't have any relief pitcher. But you don't want to bring Kimbrel back. I mean, you make no sense whatsoever. Who do you want? Name me a player. Name me a pitcher you want in relief. The best relief pitcher in baseball. You know who he's with right now, by the way?
Who?
Do you have any idea? How about the New York Mets? A guy by the name of Diaz from Seattle, number one.
Oh, yeah, no, he's dynamite. I liked him, and I liked the kid in Cincinnati, too.
Oh, right. Well, that's the guy I kept saying that I wanted to get all last year, and you laughed at me.
He's so
smart.
But
anyway, yeah, I know I am. Well, you remember the 35 home runs? And by the way, if you want to do another little thing for charity, I'll take Chris Sale over 14. Just let me know whenever you want to do it. Over 14, you said yesterday he would be under.
Make it 15,
you know,
and get
what?
A bet.
You're mocking. You love to. You guys have a knack. You love to knock a Super Bowl champion and a World Series winner that broke all kinds of records. Then, you know, if you happen to be right this year and the Yankees happen to get lucky or something, we told you so. And if they don't, you laugh about it. Like, they're going to cry. They're arrogant. They're arrogant. They're not arrogant. And by the way, I didn't think the season starts tomorrow.
Alan, do you like their bullpen?
Of course not, but they're going to have something done between now and the...
Okay, we'll see. Well, then that will change. They haven't done anything to this point.
Okay, if you say so. It doesn't feel to me like they're going in that direction. Dombrowski was asked about it the other day, and he said that the answers for us are internal.
All internal, Jimmy. Would you actually play that Dombrowski yesterday on the bullpen? I mean, listen, you thought the wheel of gutless bums was something. Listen to the guys he mentions here.
We have people like Barnes, Brazier. We're looking that we both think have the abilities to do so. Thornburg has been a good closer in the past. We'll see how he is in the spring. His health is fine. We'll see if he can bounce back. Nobody has really seen to me Tyler Thornburg that was out there before he joined in Milwaukee. I know everybody's critical of the situation. I understand how the things go, but this guy was a really good pitcher. He's healthy. He feels great. Stephen Wright's a possibility of a guy. He is depending upon how his health is. So we feel we have some internal options to go ahead and do that. And of course, we'll still keep an eye on what's taking place outside the camp, but we think our answers come from within.
Stephen Wright?
Stephen Wright, who, by the way, also said this camp that he'll never, ever be 100% again because of his knee. So he's got the same knee thing Pedroia's got.
A knuckleballer who hasn't pitched how much did he pitch last year?
Oh, I'd say half the season tops.
Okay.
Not even half.
Who hasn't pitched a full season in how long? Okay. And has he ever closed? Did he really just mention Stephen Wright as part of that closer mix?
As part of a bullpen help, yeah.
Feh. So when I say arrogant, that's what I mean, Alan. It may not be the right word. It's not like they're carrying themselves arrogantly, but it's cavalier.
Cavalier is the word.
It's cavalier.
Very nonchalant about the bullpen. Just like, no problem, we'll figure it out.
You threw a bunch of crap out there last year, and you figured it out and made it stick. But so that means you can do it now every year?
Stephen Wright pitched 53 innings last year.
Thank you. Tyler Thornburg, he really only closed 1 year in Milwaukee. That was 2016, now going on 3 years ago, and he had 13 saves. It's not like he was, you know, Rolaid's relief man of the year.
No, listen. The fact of the matter is people want to ignore this, and fine, go ahead, I get it. It's the euphoria in the aftermath of that World Series. You're still high on 2018. I get it. Their bullpen right now is scary. Scary. Last year, you could at least say, well, Kimbrel's, you know, they get some setup guys, but they don't really have a championship caliber bullpen. They're going to have to fill a hole or two there. This year, I tell you, they pretty much get to build it from scratch. Now, look, Barnes isn't a complete bum, but I've told you what I think of those guys. They're all sixth inning guys.
Okay, so Alan says that we'll just pick the Yankees. Alan, we won't pick the Yankees. Well, let me get to this. Guess who Vegas likes? Guess who the betting public in Las Vegas likes to win the World Series next year? We'll tell you right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.